A vision for the future of the University of Kentucky, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. A new academic year is about to begin, and at the same time, the university welcomes its new Chief Academic Officer and Provost, Dr. Christine Reardon. Welcome back to UK Perspectives, Dr. Reardon.
Thank you, Tom.
So how would you describe the job of the provost to a layperson?
You know, my teenagers ask me this question almost every week. Mom, what is it that you do as provost? The official title, Chief Academic Officer, I mean, I think it boils down to something pretty simple. I worry day in and day out about the academic excellence at the University of Kentucky. And that is a mission I think that many people on this campus are dedicated to. In probably lay terms, one of the ways I explain it to people is if you think about a company, you have the Chief Executive Officer and then you have the Chief Operating Officer that is responsible basically for all of the operations in that organization. So a provost, in essence, is the chief operating officer responsible for many of the operations at the University of Kentucky. All of the academic units, information technology, student affairs, admissions, enrollment, management all report up through the provost. But again, primarily our concern is about pushing and promoting and dedicating ourselves towards the academic excellence of the university.
And you started in your position just a few weeks ago on August 1st.
Absolutely.
Although you have been in town for a little bit before that. So how have you been spending your time since your arrival?
I've had a wonderful 4 weeks here in Lexington and at the University of Kentucky. I've spent my time walking around the campus, spending time with the dean, spending times in the colleges, spending times in the other areas that support all of the activities on campus, and listening. I've been asking questions. I've been wanting to learn more about what's the fabulous things they're excited about, some of the pressure points that we have, and some of the opportunities that we have ahead. So I would like to say I've spent 4 weeks learning about the University of Kentucky and really having some wonderful conversations.
What are your priorities early on, and then what sort of long-term priorities do you have or issues that you see as the most important for the provost's office to work on?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So immediately, there's a couple of things that we're working on. One is the new financial model rollout. And I know the campus has been working on that for the last 18 months to 2 years. And we are at a point now where we're ready to start implementing it. So I'm working with a team of people that are dedicated towards making that implementation as smooth as possible. So that's going to really launch into full implementation mode in September. So I've been dedicating a lot of time towards that. The second thing then actually is kicking off again at the end of September and October is the start of our new strategic planning process. So that will be consuming the campus, I think, for really the next year, consuming a lot of my time in a positive way. We've had a lot of great conversations about where we're headed strategically, and now we just need to really outline the areas that we're going to focus on for the next 5 years. We hope to take the strategic plan to the Board of Trustees for the June 2014 meeting and have them ratify that plan. So those are two what I call immediate priorities. You also asked about long-term priorities. So let's talk a little bit about where we may be headed. When I think about the strategic planning process, there's probably 5 to 6 areas that we'll focus on as part of that. One is clearly one that we want to continue to build on our momentum around undergraduate student success. We've had a lot of traction in that area and had a lot of great programs. We've got great success stories for next generation programs, leadership programs, the honors program that we can point to, along with good curricular changes that we can point to, and we'll continue to build on that. I think we also have to recognize that we'll continue to build on our resources. We have some amazing new residence halls that are going up. We have an academic science building in planning. The Gatton College of Business and Economics is getting a new building. And so we're going to continue to build on our facilities activities along with our financial model rollout and fundraising are going to be high priorities. So those are two areas we'll continue to focus on in the long term. And then I want to touch base on a few other long-term priorities. One thing that we'll be focusing on this year with the strategic planning process is graduate education, and I mean PhD education, master's, and professional degrees. So we'll be looking at that in its totality and where we should head next. We'll also be focusing on research. We are a major research comprehensive university, and we'll continue to focus on that area as well. And then finally, one thing that I'd like to really put on that list for our long-term priority is creating a positive work environment for our faculty and our staff. People make the place, And it would be great to create a positive work environment for the people that are here.
That's quite a workload.
It is quite a workload.
You're going to be very busy.
Me and many others, I'm sure.
You mentioned the new budgeting system, which, as I understand it, really puts university departments, academic departments, on more of a business footing, more of the kind of planning that you would do in the corporate sector. And I would think your background teaching and leading the College of Business at the University of Denver would help prepare you very well for that.
Absolutely. So I was dean under a model like this, and I've told many of the deans I would not go to another university that didn't have a responsibility-centered management budget model. I think it allows for great entrepreneurship within our colleges and academic programs. It allows for greater accountability in terms of our expenses and cost efficiency for all of the support units as well as the colleges. It allows for collaboration and some creative thinking. I've seen some really big innovations come out of models like this. And I think most importantly, which is just truly important in an educational environment, it allows for the openness and transparency of our budget. And all of those factors together really, to me, make this model something that's going to be very positive for the campus. We will, of course, have some issues as we roll it out. But as I like to say to everybody, we're in partnership with this together. And we will work through all of the issues, and at the end of the day, it will absolutely be a positive thing for the university.
You mentioned student success when you were talking about some of your priorities. What does that mean to you? Is it better retention rates? Is it improved recruitment, say, out in the rural parts of Kentucky? How do you view that?
You know, that's a great question, Tom. I mean, I think when we look at student success, we have to think about the whole student. We have to think about the whole person. So, of course, naturally, what we want is we want a diverse and inclusive student body. So that does play into, of course, our enrollment marketing, our enrollment management, and our admissions programs. We also want to make sure that our students are engaged in meaningful co-curricular activities that give them added skills on top of their majors and degree programs. We want to make sure that our degree programs are high quality and top-notch. We want to make sure that our students are able to get the jobs that they want once they graduate. And, of course, we are constantly worried about retention of our students, making sure that they feel included and successful while they're here on campus, and then they graduate in a reasonable period of time. So there's a lot of activity that falls underneath student success, but I have to say we want to look at the student as a whole person and really think about what is going to make him or her the most successful.
Is there anything you'd like to talk about that we haven't covered?
You know, I'm just so looking forward to working with the campus on a lot of our big initiatives, and I really appreciate all the help and information that people have provided to date, and I can't be more excited to be here.
Well, thank you. Our guest once again has been the new UK Provost, Dr. Christine Reardon. Our complete UK Perspectives interviews with Dr. Reardon are available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.